I have been a huge supporter of the Marine Highway System and building that the new ferry here in Ketchikan. The legislature and I worked together to appropriate $120 million for a new Alaska-class ferry, a 350-foot vessel. And we've recently received cost estimates back and discovered that we cannot build a 350-foot vessel in Alaska on budget at $120 million. And so I've been looking for alternatives. And my goal is to make sure that that ferry system, the schedules are maintained or bettered, so the service is maintained or bettered. I want to make sure that that vessel or vessels are built on budget, and I'm working hard to get those built here in Ketchikan. At first, we began looking, you know, how do you squeeze costs out of this Alaska-class vessel, this 350-foot vessel? How do you squeeze costs out of it so we can stay within the budgeted amount? And it just became clear that the cost estimates were really between about $150 and $167 million. So there was no real squeezing that could be done to get it down to the $120 million figure. And the plan really is to build more vessels here in Ketchikan than just that one in any event. And this first vessel or vessels are important for that reason, that we can't allow cost escalation and we can't allow building over budget. Because if we do, then we've demonstrated that maybe we ought to be looking elsewhere. You know, if we can't build in Alaska on budget, then there are other hungry shipyards in the rest of the country that would like that work. That's not satisfactory to me. I want these ships built in Alaska. I think Alaskans can build Alaska's ferries in Alaska. That's my goal. So then we began looking at how do we chop feet off this ferry? You know, how do we shrink the size of it? And you know what we found is if we actually look at this differently, if we quit looking at that 350-foot ferry as a main liner, as a, you know, with staterooms and everything, why not look at the function that it was really going to serve? And this vessel in particular was going to serve the Lynn Canal area around Juneau. So Juneau, Skagway, Haines, that kind of area is what the design was for. And we discovered that we could build two smaller Alaska-class ferries for that $120 million. So that's going to be the direction of this. That way, these vessels can still be built in Ketchikan, and we can actually build them in a less costly fashion. They can be run in a less costly fashion, run more efficiently.
So basically, they'd be a day ferry.
Correct. So they would have a home port every night, just like a number of the ferries here do. So,
does this also mean that the first one would be ready to go faster?
My direction today at the Rotary is for our DOT commissioner, Pat Kemp, to enter into negotiations with Vigor, Alaska Ship and Dry Dock, on moving forward with two smaller vessels and creating that design for those smaller vessels. So I would leave it to him, defer to him on in terms of how quickly that can be done, but certainly the construction time will be less.
Let's talk just a little bit about the upcoming legislative session and some of the big issues that you see looming on the horizon.
One of our biggest economic issues is decreasing production on the North Slope, oil production. Our ferries are paid for with oil money. Our schools, our troopers, our hydro projects, they're all paid for with oil dollars that the state collects in taxes and royalties. And we have a production problem when prices are high, which is unusual because usually companies will invest in places when prices are high and they're cash constricted when prices are low. Well, Texas and North Dakota are experiencing new production investment and production inclines or increases. And Alaska, because we're not, in my view, we're not competitive from a tax perspective, we're not getting that investment. And in fact, investment is leaving here and going to those places, and their production has turned around, and ours is still going down. So we're producing about 560,000 barrels a day. And 20 years ago, we were at 2.2 million barrels, and we're still headed down. So I'd like to turn that around, I'd like to turn production around. I think that's going to be an issue of importance that the legislature will be dealing with this year. Among other issues, I mean, from energy to infrastructure to public safety, you name it.
Right. And related to the oil tax, do you have a modified plan that you hope to submit to the
legislature? I will. We're working on that right now, working on focusing on new production. How do we get new production in this state for the tax changes being made?